Give us a flavor for these seminars that we have that folks can attend. What are we learning at these?
The biggest thing we learn is when a parent walks out of there, they're saying to themselves, I can do it. No matter how old my child is, what situation, I can build a relationship with my child that can transform their life, that they'll listen to the truth that I share with them. Because rules without relationships lead to rebellion. So in these three-hour seminars, the first hour, I develop the problem. The second hour, because then they're scratching their head and I get to the solution, they say, I don't understand it. Then the second session, I illustrate the solution. Then the third session, I give the basic principle of building a relationship with that child that, except in a rare situation, they'll respond and not rebel. It's really a fun evening. It really is.
Good deal. Good deal. Because I think that for a lot of parents, it is overwhelming. I mean, to hear that, it breaks my heart. You know, I look at my two daughters, and we have great relationship. We're able to communicate about the day, and I'm grateful for that. But, you know, there's always that thing of, like, God, please keep my children covered when they're at school, and then help us to keep our communication open when we're at home and we're talking about, you know, how someone related to us during the course of the day, and what is the Christ-like way to handle that, and it not be a legalistic thing or a thing I know I'm supposed to do, but out of the love that I have for God, I'm going to go ahead and do it because that's part of who I am.
Kim, your children are fortunate to have parents that relate to them that way. I can guarantee you, even if you're facing problems with your kids now, you'll come through it. It's not the truth that brings you through it. It's the relationship. And it's the relationship that will bring the prodigal son home. And especially if the father relates to that child. Research shows that the more significant the relationship of the father, the more that child feels a home is a loving, comfortable, desirable place to be.
Well, and especially with, you know, I'm a single parent, and knowing full well that that is a huge, huge contributor to the problem as well, to not have that role model right there in the household. What do you say to single parents when you have these seminars?
I would claim in Isaiah where God said, I will be a father to the fatherless. Every morning when I'd wake up, I would claim that. Second, I tell most single moms that I know, they're doing a far better job than what they think. They really are. I tell a lot of kids from single mom parent homes, do you realize how lucky you are to have the mom that you have? Then I would say, you need models around your child. A child needs, now here, if you have parents who you really admire and the kind of relationship you'd want your children to have, then to have your children around the grandparents is a marvelous thing. They need to see what it means for a man to love a woman and a woman to love a man. A single mom cannot provide that.
Right.
And so many kids grow up today knowing what it means for a mother to love a son, but not for a man to love a woman. And they get very confused in what love is and the purpose of sex and all. And this is where I believe churches need to become, provide models for single moms. This is why I think every deacon, every elder, every leader in the church should fulfill the requirements in 1 Timothy. Because now more than ever, because so many of the kids in the church have single moms, they need those models. This is where I think the pastor needs to be a model of a man who loves his wife and spends time with his children. And then that helps that single mom with that child. And the other is just give it your best shot, because if they have a mom like you, what you say here, you share with your child, you interact with them and everything, you'll pull that child through. You will, Kim. But I don't want to downplay it. It's hard.
Right.
Because the father does play such a powerful, powerful role in a child's life. And the role of a father cannot be replaced by anyone else. There's only one love of a daddy for every little girl, every little boy. And we need to realize that. Sometimes that's just life, reality, and you give it your best shot, trust in the Lord, and walk with him, and he'll pull you through.
Mm-hmm.
What has been some of the responses that you've had, Josh, as people have come out of these sort of testimonies on the back end of folks that have been through the seminars?
Well, I'll tell you what, if it wasn't overwhelmingly positive, I couldn't do what I do. I travel on a bus every night for the next 21 nights. I'll be traveling on a bus overnight. And if I didn't see results, I couldn't do this. It's too wearing. But I love kids. I love kids. And if you love kids today and you really want to help kids, then you got to get mom and dad relating to them, especially daddy. You've got to get them relating to those children. Otherwise, I mean, this is where a youth pastor in a church who is committed to the kids, to teaching them truth, see their lives transformed. But their greatest barrier is mom and dad at home. I see phenomenal results. And just the biggest thing is I can do it. And if a parent could just develop that attitude, that's half the battle. I don't care what your situation is. I don't care how old your children are. I don't care if they're in prison as a drug pusher. You can still make a difference. I'm not saying it won't be difficult, but it would be worth the effort. And I can help people with that.